Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
But you got to think like that. You can't say, no, well, like, how am I going to do it? Well, if God said it, we believe it. But I'm saying that because we got to have quality leadership. Can I talk to you about that tonight? Yes. Quality leadership. Leadership that's quality. The Bible says, many of us know in Matthew 28 and verse 17, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, Matthew 28 and verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I don't know if you can see that, but Jesus was commissioning them to leadership. I need you boys to go out into the world. Make disciples in other nations. Keep the standard up. What I've shown you, keep it up. Don't water it down. Don't get complacent. Don't stop flowing with God. Don't go 3 days and then go back. Many of us think this is a deadly thing, but it's a godly thing. And it's going to take us going forth. Are you with me? Amen. And I'm telling you, many of us have got to begin to walk forward in this. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking about effective leadership. Responsibility is the price for greatness. Responsibility is the price for greatness. And if we're going to be effective, this is where we have to go. We can't just be a normal. So when I come to you, or I'm telling you something, like I said, you got to be wanting to go. You know, when there's resistance, it's always going to stop God from building. We got to say, you know what? We want to be cutting edge. You got to look at the big picture here. Are you with me? Effective leadership. Let me give you some reasons why people are not effective in leadership. Though they may have a title, though they may be the bishop, the pastor, whoever, but they don't lead nobody. They don't do anything with anybody. Nothing happens. Let me give you some things, reasons why people are not effective when it comes to leadership. Number one, they're not standard bearers. When you see a leader that's not a standard bearer, it's come one, come all. Anybody can come in. Come on, you just come on in. We'll use anybody the way they are. It don't matter. You can stay the same. It don't, hey, you ain't got to grow in God. Just come to the church. Put the usher bag on and go into the door. It doesn't matter what everything else happened. Why? Because somebody has to go throughout the house. The spirit in the house has to be a standard bearer. You got to be held accountable. Somebody got to check you. Somebody have to say something to you. You know, most of the times when you react to people, it's your spirit reacting. Some of you have watched you, because you don't control your spirit, you say stuff that when you finish, you feel bad immediately. The issue is not because that ain't the real you. Because immediately when you calm down, it's like, golly. Why did I do that? Yeah. Because your conviction is the real you. Yeah.
But when you're not a standard bearer, you never get to fully express your conviction because you never rise to the occasion. The standard always keeps you at a place that allows you to express your conviction in a clear, proper way. But when you don't have a standard, you can do anything. It's lawless. You can say anything. You can do anything. You can go any place. You could just say it. You don't hold nothing to it. Why? Because there's not a standard. The world is good at making standards for Christians that are in the natural realm only. And you can hide behind that. But in the church, you can't do that. Because it's all spiritual. It's spirit. You know, when you do discerning of spirits, that means you can see the true nature of the spirit. It's not what you do outwardly, but the true nature of it, you can see it. So though it looks good, the wolf in sheep clothing, you can tell something ain't right with that. Something ain't right. Why? Because the spirit goes beyond the natural. You can see beyond, like, you know what? You ever talk to somebody and they talking, but you say, you know what? Remind me what you was telling me today when your dad said, just keep living. You ever talk to somebody that they talk beyond their years with very little experience? And they talk, you can't explain. You just say, keep on living. Keep on, we'll talk in 10 years. You'll know then. Are you saying what? Well, me and my wife, we're going to go. We're going to do. We're going to say. And all this, my children are going to the school of the arts where they give the gift. And you go ahead, live a little bit longer. You don't birth them out and not have a few issues. You know, people, you ever hear people talk where, like, there's no struggle? Have you ever seen people like that? Those kind of people you float away from. Oh, well, you and that's what frustrates some of y'all in here. Because you don't take the time to jump on somebody outside to see that. You're not going on there to criticize, but you need to see it's not like that over here. I didn't try just 6 steps, and I'll do it right here. I'll dance, whatever you want me to do, but it doesn't work right now. Give me another 3, and I'll try it. But you need to come on this side to see how I'm working this thing. Because it ain't that easy. But some of you pass judgment so quick, but you have to say, just live a little longer. Live a little longer. You retract some of these statements. You won't say things so quickly. Because you realize that to hold up the standard, it takes work. People persecute you. They come at you. You know, it's just like I tell you, they take that Kodak moment when you get out the ditch. And they try to make your whole life that. But if you don't keep the standard up, nothing will happen. You want to help people keep the standard? Go on their side because they're more willing to help you or you allow you to help them when you come and see it from their way. But most of you are too selfish for that. You need something for you. It's got to be sharpening you or something. You just can't go on somebody's side and say, I'm just doing this for you, Anthony. It ain't about me. I love you so much that this ain't about me. It's about you. And whatever you, I got to do because, see, when you really start really getting connected, when he's happy, I'm happy. When he rejoices, I'm rejoicing. You want to see if you really connected to people? They can get a promotion and you can shout. You say, oh my God, I know ain't no graduation. I ain't never see a graduation with one person walking across the stage. It's always a group of people. So if they called his name first, let me get my gown and stuff because I'm about to go. Let them get my name because I'm about to come. But when you ain't connected, you sitting there, how they got it. You don't know how they got that money. Be careful. In the church. You just can't rejoice. Their income tax check is double what yours is. Some of y'all get that 10,000, was it 10 or 8 from the Obama thing with the new house. If you got a new house, 8. That check come in, some of y'all can't even show people. That's too much. I can't hit them because if you don't hate on them, you're going to ask them for some. You just can't rejoice with people. You can't, you know, especially if you ain't got nothing. You don't know God testing you. Don't ask them for nothing because they got an abundance. Just let God do it. Keeping the standard is why leadership is ineffective. Because the moment people know that you will let them stay the same, they stop following you. The moment people know they can get away with where they came from before they got to you, they stop following you. They won't tell you, but they stop. The cutting edge about leadership is they know when they come around, you got to change. Something got to happen. You know, what's up? Don't tell me. I ask you this every day. Some of y'all, I have to remind you. Because I ask and say stuff to you, but on certain days when you going through your changes, you'll say, well, Pastor, why you always ask me? I ask you that every day. But why today is all of a sudden? Because you position yourself different. It's irritating today. Why? Because you irritated. Eric, you played too much today. Why? He ain't played too much last week. He's the same person. No, you changed. Your position changed. The same thing that can build you up can tear you down if you don't position yourself. All you got to do is gauge yourself by people who are consistent. They stay like this. You can get mad all you want, but people won't change when they know who they are. Leadership is no effective if you can't keep the standard up. You water it down. I didn't say be flexible, but you can't water it down. And that's what I'm trying to get many of you to see. You can't change stuff. You can't add stuff when you're going back with people that's been there 5, 4, 3 years and talking about being on time, showing up. How can I get on the phone with people like Dr. David and talk to people like Dr. Tunde and these other brothers across the nations and know that I don't have people that can be dependable. So when he shoots something from down that we're supposed to be doing across the nations, because we're in America, I got to be concerned about them getting intercepted by TV, by all these things. You know, you can just move these stuff out of the way. You could just get born again and move everything out of the way. Say, Lord, I'm living for you. You don't have to go through all these changes. If you don't keep the standard, you'll never be an effective leader. Are you with me? The second reason why people are ineffective as leaders, they don't understand the power of their will. They never grasp it. They think God is everything, but you don't know your will has a lot to do with it. Amen. They don't understand that. You will to do things. You have to will to do it. When I'm, like I told you, when I was talking on the phone, I didn't think like, oh, well, you know, what am I going to do? I will to go. Provision comes. You just can't say no and I don't know and this and that. You don't do like that. You got to believe God. Trust God. And step out there. But see, when your will ain't involved, guess what? You sit down and say, let me watch God. You do all the principles, but your will is sitting down. Your will, along with God's will for you, is what allows things to get moving. But if it's one without the other, nothing will happen. Because you'll be sitting there waiting to see what God's going to do. You know, I don't know which day that was, Mom. I know I ain't going to say the amount, but Mama was, you know, they working on their house and doing stuff in Columbia. And I was talking to her on the phone. Something told me I got the mail today, and I said, oh, I know this is a check. She didn't know how much it was. And the moment I talked to her. I said, Mama, she told me to open. I wouldn't open her mail, but she said, open it. I opened it. It was a lot more. And we started talking about what? Tithing? But right at the break when they needed the money, she got it now. At least something to go with it. A lot more than what I know. I don't know if you was expecting that much. She wasn't expecting that much. Right there. Over $1,000. And ain't no, just right there, how it comes in. Why? Because you believe in. But I bet you maybe if she was sitting home, instead of going there and getting things going, that thing sets things in motion. But if you sit there with your will, well, how? You know how you can always tell somebody will is talking dead? It's because they talk dead. Your will and God has to marry before you see something. I call that like a flow. You get in a flow. Y'all ever hear me say that? It's a flow. It's like you just kind of like act like money or whatever your challenge was is not an issue. What would you do? Just go with it. Well, Brad, are you going to be able to join us? Yes, sir, I'll be there. Where exactly y'all going? I didn't even know. I didn't even know. Oh, are we going to, you know, you think three nations at one time? You know, where they, maybe a nation, Indonesia, that's what they said in Malaysia. They didn't add it two other nations or three. I don't know if they said or not, but I didn't hear it. But it didn't matter. Why? Because you're in the flow. Yes, sir, I'll be there. I said, Papa, I'll be traveling with y'all, right, the whole time. Oh, yeah, Brad, y'all will be right there with us. There's only a few of you going, but it'll be good. Last thing he said was prepare yourself because we're going on the front lines. You think I slept that night? You know, but some of you don't get in the flow like that. You don't think like that. This, you know, first thing I'm thinking, if I go, then I could come back. Pastor Lisa said, I'll do the tier conference before. No, she said, wait till after, because as soon as I get off the plane, we'll go into the conference for 2 days. I'm thinking about coming so I can bring something back that will help accelerate us all. But if your will is always in the way, God could be talking. You'll just be that little angel right here. On there, in the middle, between God and the devil. Which one you want? That's what your will is. You have to say, I'm going with this. And then you get into a flow. Order happen. That's how your faith gets stronger. Are you with me? People never be effective as leaders when they don't understand the power of their will. You got to want to change in order for you to change. You got to want to change. The last thing I'll tell you to stop people from being effective before we get into what you can do is this. You got to come to the end of your ways. We talked about that a few weeks ago. But if you don't come to the end of your ways, you can hang it up. Because the moment God is speaking to you, you're going to have something to say. You're going to rebuttal. You ain't come to the end of your way. You got, sometime you hit it, go ahead and put them back underneath there. I remember when we were, you know, when I took the lifeguard test, we were going, Leroy, we was at Herbert Hazel, and we were sitting there. And what happened is they called something called do-si-do. How you go underneath and you grab the person by the arm and you push them and you contract. That's how you save somebody's life and you carry them like that. But they tell you can't carry them until they lifeless. Because people who are drowning, they will bite, they'll hold on to you and you gone. I'm sorry. They'll hold on to you. So what you have to do, you have to go out and you tread and you have to watch them drown a little bit. You let them go underneath when they're exhausted, then you go pick them up. You don't pick them up when you run out there and they help, 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 because you're going to be saying that too. You're going to catch their spirit quick if you run out there. I got you. I got you. Because if they've been out there too long, They've gone, they're not thinking about save me, save me. They're trying to grab anything. And unexperienced swimmers, they'll do that. But if you, if that person has not come to the end of their wit, you can't even help them. They got to be done and just like, okay, I'm going under. Now you lay me down to sleep. Go ahead. Then you come in. And God waiting on us to do that. I just want y'all tonight to get a picture in your mind that if you stop doing it, God will do it. And how you build your faith is in God and who He says you are. So that's how you grow. That's how you get to your destiny. You don't get there by thinking you can do it on your own and go in and out. See, we all been Americanized with this charismatic pick and choose. No, we got to die and let Him live. People don't become effective leaders because they don't come to the end of their ways. It's hard for you to lead other people because the qualifications are too deadly for you if you ain't giving your life up. You think you ain't got no life. You got to get fulfillment in seeing other people grow. If you don't get fulfillment in that, you ain't ready for it. When I look at some of y'all and when y'all first got here till now, it's fulfilling. I can go. It don't matter. I don't care what you do. It ain't based on it. But I look at it from the first day you got here till now, oh, it's a lot of good works. Rosario, Eric and Tika coming out of that filth they was in. Coming over, getting detoxed, and then growing into the apostolic. Building. Oh, I've seen it. Many of you. Cash, I don't remember the first time Carla picked the mic up at that prayer meeting. You remember that? I said, get the mic from her. Do it nicely, but just get that mic away from her. We was at Bacon Bridge. I remember. I was like, good Lord, do people do this? But till now. Jason, you remember in Sumter when me, you, Andy, was Andy and Kelvin sitting there till now. It ain't where we want to go, but it ain't where we used to be at either, Kay. But you got to come to the end of your days if God's going to fully do what He want to do in you. You know what most of y'all struggle is? You still want appreciation for what you've done. As though you've done everything. Amen. And some of you got to realize you got to progress in this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leadership does not come overnight. Amen. But it's daily. You build in leaders. Daily. But if you don't come to the end of your ways, I can always tell. Because when I try to show you something, you don't want to hear it. You defend yourself about what I'm trying. Like, I'm all of a sudden, now I don't want to lead you. I'm just telling you a different way or the way you're, you know, you see more than me because I'm not there. Just spiritual help. You don't, you know. And when I say you know, you may not outwardly tell me that, but you go back home and do it your way. And we're trying to make it for everybody, the nations that need to come into what we're doing. Are you with me? So you got to make sure that you come to the end of your ways. How do you come to the end of your ways? You got to make sure that you're submissive, that you're building, that you're expanding. You know, you can't build with somebody that's not expanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, that's why many of you are getting frustrated because what happens is if you go talk to Anthony, you already know Anthony's gifts. So he may have something new that you never saw. And for a few months, you'll look at that like, wow, that is nice. And you learn about it. But after you've learned it, the tricks get old. And after that, guess what? The whistles and the balls and all that, that goes down. Now, let me see Christ before. You drew me in, Sheena, because you can sing. And I like it because when I come over to the salon, you talk to me and we went to the Chinese restaurant. But hey, we go on and we come back. Yes. And we do this and this and that. But now I'm in a dilemma now. Can you show me God? See, that's where we at.
Yeah.
And when you don't want to go forward, the only thing you got is to pull back. You ever talk to somebody and all they got to talk about is reach back? I've been here for, you don't know, man. This is why. There's nothing fresh there. Nothing on the cutting edge. Let me go back when God used to do. He's still doing. But you got to get yourself up with it. You got to be effective. You just can't keep reaching back. Well, you know, I remember in the conferences we had, the power of God. No, you got to push. If that was so powerful and you're growing, you can take it everywhere you at. That's why I quit talking about the prison meeting. I mean, the meetings were powerful. But if still pastor can bring that stuff out here. Because it's too unbelievable. People, you won't believe it. Tingling. But see, if you don't come to the end of your ways, nobody can show you how to do it. Because everything has to come through your way. It's very difficult to show somebody something when they're standing there, you're standing here, and you're trying to say, you know what, come on, let me show you this. But you're going by their manuals. As long as you still got your manual in your hand, you can't do anything. Some of y'all read half of the manual, then you put it down. You get Joyce Myers on me. I'll grow when I can. I'm doing a lot now. You got to know what a lot is. If you know we this far behind, you don't be like, you know, I'm growing, you know, I'm getting better. Some of y'all, you're too old for that now. You're getting better. You just got to do. I just don't know what to do. Well, you need to come in so we can set up a parameter. You know why most of you shun that? Because deep down on the inside, you don't want to change it. Get this thing off of me. That's how you talk. Let something get on your back or something. You move. You scratch. Stuff ain't even yours. Let somebody do something at a game. You don't care who it is. Hey, can you scratch that for me? You don't even know the people. You invading other people's territory. Why? Because you want it off you. Get this out of me. Not, let me see. I'll get it when I deal. No, you got to get out of it. Shift yourself. But if you not come to the end of your ways will say, I can hold on to it longer. We got time. I'm growing. I'm then the church turned into Jerry Springer. I'm not as worse as this person. So I'm doing better than this person. Then you comparing yourself to everybody instead of looking at yourself. There's only an audience of one. Jesus. That's all we want to be like, him. We want to be like Christ, him. So when you measure yourself like that, God can begin to do things. Are you with me? Amen. So those are three things that if you see ineffective people when it comes to leadership, they got those three things. And as I said before, John Maxwell penned it. If you think you're leading, nobody following, you just taking a walk. And some of you think you can be so right. I remember taking the driver's license test, and I told my mama that driving, like, oh, mama, I'm right, though. This says this. I knew what the book said. She said, son, you can be right and dead. You can be right, but you can be dead at the same time. So though you're going by the book, you got to still look. But see, some of us, we don't think like that. We just think, oh, I did this. No, when you become a leader, if ain't nobody following you, you're not doing anything. That's what make you stop and turn around and say, okay, does this work for you? Does that not work for you? Because something got to change. But some of you, you're content. When you're selfish, you can be content with just putting the food on the table. No, the children can't even reach the table. You don't evaluate where they're at. You don't even push the table down so they can get to it. You just say, I put it on there. It's real bread. If they don't eat it, let the ball go. That's how some of you act. That's not a leader. A leader said, listen, I ain't no good unless I can get down there and help these people. And help don't mean you just give. You got to make sure they're growing. If you want to be effective, some of you have to confront people. You know, like, I just think about stories. Anthony and Mary Ellie, when they first got here, like, what y'all did in this church? Have to dig it out. Like, oh, man, this is where it went wrong. This is where it went right. You got to dig it out to help them so you don't disregard all the experience. But you have to find out, like, I knew he was a bishop, but he missed it here. Trusting that they want God enough so I can say stuff like that to say, listen, don't leave everything. But come on, let me show you. Don't do that part, because that's why you feel that way. That's why it looks like that. That's why it don't look like it's coming to an end, because he was right here and he was very good at it. And to be honest with you, he's so trained, or whatever the case is, better than me. But this is where he's missing it at. But you can't do that if you never come to the end of your ways. I you know, some of you say that, and then the next week, you know, Pastor, I don't know, you know, what I do without you and all that. You can only do that a few times. My mama used to always say this. Give me my roses while I can smell it. It ain't no good. I'd be looking at them flowers. I still do this to this day. The flower bouquet. Be like, man, that's about $800. Sitting right there, they buying them big. Give them that while they're alive. Send them 30 while they're alive. Send them 600 while they're alive. Send them on a cruise while they're alive. Don't wait till they're dead and all this burial and the memorial fund. They would appreciate it if they was alive and you gave it. And see, some of us, we don't realize that. You got to understand that when you're trying to move something, you can't just keep being fascinated by words. You appreciate them. The good gestures, don't get me wrong. But after a while, if you love me, Jesus said this, keep my commandments. He told Peter, feed my sheep. In other words, do something. God is telling us, impact, if you love me truly, get together, follow the leader, and let's go take our world back. Let's take America back. Let's take. Get stronger. Give out to yourself. Quit thinking about you. Die to yourself and stop thinking about some process. When Paul say, I die daily. Some people put that on their car. Die. Kill yourself. He wasn't saying that so you can have an excuse to keep going. He was saying that so that you realize that each day another layer is falling off. Because internally I've already said I'm done with this world. But he was saying what he saw. I die daily. I see more outward dying daily. I see it just deteriorating off of me. Why? Because why this outward part is getting like that, the inward part is being renewed to bring more light on what's really happening outside. But if you don't come to the end of your ways, it's kind of wasting your time. And sometimes people think you don't love them. But how many know that ain't the truth? Responsibility is the price for greatness. You'll never, ever be able to do that. And that's why I say, you see leaders, you can see them all day long. They can have all kind of money, influence, but they're not leading anything, because God put ministry in motion to change cities. Not for us just to be blessed. And you get yourself together, and now you blessing and buying grocery. How many long are we going to stay on that? We got to change nations. Are you with me? Amen. Let me give you some things that you're going to do if you're going to be an effective leader. Go ye into the world. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you. That's what Jesus said to them. All power is given in heaven and earth. He had to identify that, listen, before you go out, because whatever powers there be, they're going to always check you about what you got. Amen. So before y'all even go, before I even tell you go, I want you to know all power in heaven and earth, because you ain't going by one or the other, is given unto me. You got it. So don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't let your job paint another picture. Don't let your circumstances tell you something different. Don't let your obstacle paint something before you to make you all power in heaven and in earth. You got it. After he told him that, then he said, go. Baptize. Then what else he said? He said, do what you've seen me do the last few years. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In other words, give them the three dimensions that you've seen me walk with. Keeping the same quality, the standard bearer. Keep it up. Now go into the nations. That's our commission. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Now, can you imagine us getting boggled down in something that's personal? And Jesus telling us to go. He didn't say don't deal with these things, but don't get boggled down. What's got you boggled down? They're stopping you from being an effective leader. Amen. You can't lead people when you're inconsistent. Some of you think consistent is 2 days. Consistent is when you do something for like 2 years straight. That's when it's a part of you. Not a few weeks and then you stop. Anybody can do that. You did it today, and then you go on, and then you want people to give you credit because you got this little lullaby that you listen to that you do. See, if we keep thinking like that, that's nursery rhyme thinking, children thinking. We're not here doing this trying to get you to grow. That's not our commission. Our commission is to build. When you build things, you got to move on. You don't stay here and then remind and you keeping track of what you do because I did this one time and you did it. You can't do all that. You got to keep pressing. Today is a new day. You ain't worrying about that. You just got to keep going. Are you with me? The first thing you got to do, one of the things we have to do, if we're going to be an effective leader, is we got to learn how to daily internalize the word. Daily. Bring the word in. You hear it, but some of y'all don't even listen to the CDs now. CD sales are at a record low. Even though we go to once a week, you don't even listen to it. Why? Because you figure, hey, I'll be there next Saturday. I'll just drop in the church. I'll just get there. When you internalize the word, you got to go back and listen. I'm still listening to MP3s from 2009 with Dr. David constantly. I got to hear it. You just can't internalize it by hearing it, because some of you, when you hear it the way in your kingdom, it doesn't go deep. It stays in your head. Because a carnal mind can only go that far. That's right. So when you get the word and it's entertaining, it's something new, you get excited about it, you're only inspired. Right. You go home and it withers away. You want to know that? Because you don't listen to the CDs, you don't buy the CDs. You don't do that. All you do is you just kind of, yeah, I'll get the word. I couldn't do that. I have to go back. You know, they do manuscript notes in Malaysia, but I do my own notes too, with their notes and the MP3s. I gotta have it all. Those of you that went to Malaysia this year, have you listened to the MP3s? How long have you put them down from last year? Are you still feeding yourself, or is that just something that's sitting on the table now? You know, that's a good indication that you've walked away. It's over there and you all the way over here. Just like the beach. The current done took you. The time done took you and you turn around. Golly, A memory sometimes brings you back. Malaysia. Then you get guilty. Because you feel like, man, I didn't drop the ball. I ain't even doing what I'm supposed to do. Why are you talking? I could take you talking to yourself like that if you're walking back. Yeah, I didn't drop the ball, but I'm about to get this thing together now. But some of you will talk like that and think, you know, I'm all right because I'm being real. You're real, but you got to change it. You ain't changed nothing. You talk good, but you ain't changing nothing. You can say, well, you know, I'm going to do this. And, you know, when the word is internalized, you do it. When the word is internalized, you want to do this stuff more. You see what was being said to you more. When it's not internalized, you just want to get out of your situation. Because you're only using the word to get out of you. Well, God is blessing my business. That's it. You got to internalize the word. How you do that? Meditation. Prayer. Talking about it. As I told y'all before, you got to get together and talk about the word. The word. What's the word? Your daily devotion with God doing with you individually. What God is doing in the church. You got to mix these things and talk. Let's talk about this. You want to know why you married? So you can talk about stuff like that. First. You don't just talk about the life stuff and all this stuff. You got to talk about that. That's how you start. That's how you build. How you going to get God more? You can't just go off like that. That's internalizing the word. Meditation. Just meditate. Take time to meditate. Think about it. Ponder. You know, most of the challenges you have can be predicted. But some of y'all are so steamroll ahead. I got to go. This is how I see it. You know, it's like ridiculous. You know, the day I was sitting outside the house, and I wondered, you know, right across the street from our house, there's a, you know, our neighbors, you know, they're Caucasian, and they got all these boys, and they go in and out, and I think his wife, I don't know if his wife, his girlfriend, they all in, but there's a lot of people in there, it looked like to me. And I thought, here go this African-American guy. What if I go in there and walk in their house and just tell them stuff that God is doing? Just tell them, you know, God is doing this. If y'all want God's will, you need to do this. Because, I'm, you know, I was just thinking, maybe these boys are boys because they're grown men, it looked like, at least. They still live in there. I don't know the situation, but maybe if I go in there and just start telling them God's will is like that, I wonder how crazy they'll look at me. Like, go ahead now. Go ahead back over here. This is not the setting. We learn this in church. You don't tell us things like this. This ain't the right time. See, people have all them spirits that keep them locked up. Here come God to their door. Me or anybody else. But they worrying about when you said it. How you said it. I just thought about that. I don't know if they would be like that. But I thought because you could see so different. They seem so off as you try to. At one time I talked to them, but they're just not very warm. So it's like, I'll just go in there and say that. I wouldn't do that, but I'm just thinking. But for some of y'all, I shouldn't feel like that in your house, in the church, because you're filtering stuff. You still got your degree of how much you want to hear. So 90 degree, you'll take 10%. The rest of it, pastor, just let me do this. I'm going home, and I'm going to do that. It shouldn't be like that. Everybody should be setting the standard. If Janet go home and say, Leroy, now you heard what pastor said. Now we got to do this. Then the only thing that can be exposed is he don't want it. Because, I mean, we both heard the right thing. You know it's the right way. Now I'm trying to tell you now. Now you want me to wait till Dallas finish playing? I'll do that, but we got to worship now. Because, I mean, you can't sit here today now and say you going with God and this is what we're supposed to be doing and then you ain't going to do it. And then get mad at me 2 weeks from now when I say you ain't saved. Don't judge me. What do you mean don't judge? I ask you to worship. You ain't worshiping. You ain't building. Why? Because the word is not internalized. It's very hard to build with people who are not internalizing the word. You think I'm just doing this. Or you will figure it in a way that's still warped. This is good. This is good. Pastors going to these nations with these men of God, this is good for the church. But you don't know, I'm going to make a platform for you.
Yeah.
I go, and then you come. You still think I'm growing. Why? Because the word is not internalized. Some of you distance yourself when I talk like that. When others talk like that to you. Because you don't see yourself like that. You just, hey, I ain't there yet. No, you are there. You here. You choose to do that. You have to want that. Why? Because you took the time to internalize the word. Humble yourself. Internalize it. Put it inside. It takes work and effort. You know, the way they do TV shows now, Martin Lawrence, I don't know if he still come on. Fred Sanford, they don't come on no more? But I'm just saying, these shows are reruns. You see 12 or 13, 4 years of watching those shows every day. You can look at, everybody know the Cosby Show. The first 5 minutes, oh, I already seen this one. I didn't seen this one. You know how it go. It's the same thing in the spirit. It's the same thing with God. You build like that, and after a while, God can take you higher and higher because the basics you got. But see, you don't do that. You come home and you watch TV like that, but you don't build like that. Imagine, right now in the Cosby Show, I don't know if it's still on, been gone for a while. The girl is grown now, right? She's, she play on Leave It to Beaver or something like that. What kind of show she got? Huh? She has a Disney show. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She's old. Yeah, she got her own show. She's grown. But guess what? You still remember. Bill and, what's her name? Claire, the doctor. What did she do? I don't know where she was. She was a lawyer. And Theo used to come in and go to the refrigerator every time and get him something to drink. And they all come in. You still remember. It'll be just like that with God. It's 2011 and 2014, 15. You'll say, I remember God working down in that little house church. I remember us praying at home and how things were building. God was building us uniquely. And God can take that. But because you internalize the word. You can do it, but daily. You have to put this stuff in. If you go 2 days without building yourself in the word and in the spirit, you ain't for real. You don't let the children get in that. I don't want to go off into this, but that's why you got systems. You got to put them down. You got to have a set time. Some of you don't like accountability because it puts you in a place on a long term. You can have your free time, but you got to be accountable to give everybody that freedom. Your wife, your children, you need freedom. If you want to go out and do, but when it's time for you to work, you need to work. When it's time for you to build, you got to build. When you don't internalize the word, you won't see that. You quit. Obstacles is what grab you when the word is not in you. Obstacles. A disagreement stop you. So y'all didn't worship tonight because y'all had a disagreement? That's like going to Oklahoma or Florida and it stopped raining. And we didn't travel all this long, so we just ain't going to do nothing. Just let the people go. God tell us to go reach 10,000 people. Now we had to cut down over rain because the people at home today are not practicing building, internalizing the word. The more the word gets in you through meditation, prayer, building, talking, conversating, iron sharpening iron, the more it becomes like that, the better you'll be. Over the days, think about it. 2 weeks will go by quickly. Quickly. And you think about it, how God is going to do it. Are you with me? That's why I'm telling you, don't wait. It's time now. Don't wait. Why wait when you know God is already doing something? You know, I was just talking today to Jane. I was on the phone with her, talking to her, and she was telling me, I said, well, when did they offer you the job? They offer her the job. But she was telling me how the process is. You know, they're talking. They got to do a background check. So it'll be about a week or so before they officially offer her. But she's making provision now to come, though she has not necessarily got the real offer. Like somebody saying, you got the job. But see, she got the underlying scoop. She connected with the people who make the decision. They've already told her. They're just going through protocol. It's the same thing. But some of you are not positioning yourself. You're just sitting there like you're just a bump on a log waiting on God to bless you. We got work to do. You got to get the word in you or you disqualify yourself. Your challenges plus internalizing the word will bring you to move forward. Your challenges plus the word in you move forward. Your challenges plus the word in you. So when those two meet, those uncomfortable and the natural, the word now begins to pull you in another realm to your destiny. Not trying to avoid the challenges because you don't have the word in you. So that's why it becomes frustrating to some people and to other people. It's like, oh, well, you know, I try and this person. There is no try. We do. I pray tonight that many of you will shift from trying to waiting until God manifests. Get your mind on manifestation, not on I'm trying. Don't worry about the works because it's already done. It's already done. But will you arrive? They tell Jane the date. I can't remember the date she told me. But if she's not here, she said, you know, Pastor, they say that they wanted me to come immediately. So they say the first day of orientation will be the first day she actually go. There is no orientation in a sense like that. So what does that mean? She has to be here ready to go. If you wait, it's because the word's not in you. You need an external Peter. Touch my side because you ain't believe. But blessed are those who didn't see and they believe. Come on, I'll help you this time, Peter. Go ahead. Feel my side, Jesus told him. It's real. It's real what I'm talking about. That's how I feel with some of y'all sometimes. You know, I try to explain to you. This is a real journey we're on. You're not normal humans that just going to be buried and go to be with the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for helping me in. No, God wants to reform the world with your life. But he can't do that if every daily you're just thinking you can't internalize his word. Very difficult to talk to some of you because you don't understand. Spirit of familiarity is because you don't understand. You don't understand. You think that, you know, that things just happen. If I told some of you that I'm going to be with Dr. David and I'm going to learn and whatever, some of you don't understand. You don't understand what happens in between that. And how in the world Dr. Tunde gets to be with us? We're traveling on the same plane. We're eating dinner together, lunch. We're going to be together. I'll be Dr. David's armor bearer, just like the word is saying. He asking us to go. He say, come. Can you come? How many people you know he would ask? But some of you, oh, Pastor, go. 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 I think this is going to be awesome. You go. Don't get happy for me. You better be watching because the same thing on me is coming on you. It's not about you just saying, oh, this, yeah, we're moving. We're going to move. But will you be prepared to move? You know they say deers get hit because the light in the car, when you're riding on the road, they get hit because it glare and they just stop. And they look at it and they freeze. And that's how they get hit. Most of them. Don't let that happen. Don't watch the bus go.
with your mouth open. It's happening. You miss out your opportunity. Go with the flow. Stand with, what is God telling you? Remember, your assignment right now will prepare you for where you're going. If you don't internalize the word, you'll never be ready for your challenges, which is the only thing that can prepare you where God wants you to go. That's why your unattended challenges will disqualify you. Because you keep thinking it's going to be over, or if you don't do it God's way. When you look at your children and you having challenges, or your spouse, you got to have a picture in your head and you got to work it every day. You got to work that thing. You got to talk about it. You got to say, now listen, if this person here really want God, let me center this thing around God, and then we'll spiral out of that. Let's talk about the things of God. Let's worship, and then we'll get into our marriage or something, because God got to be in the center. Get these children in the circle, and let's pray. But see, if you don't think like that, nothing will happen. Are you with me? Number two is this. You got to take on responsibility without being forced to. Real leaders will take the responsibility without being forced to. Some of you, everything got to be enlightening to you. It's okay if you're being taught, but some things you know you can do. You just don't do it consistently. Amen. When you take on responsibility, you got to be able to do two things. Number one, be consistent and be connected. In other words, you can't come in the house and be doing things the way you want to do them. Amen. You got to find out how we want it to be done. Then you flow there. You just can't come in. Even if you got a better way, you have to work yourself in. I've never talked to our generation so much of us that think it can be done and you think you could just do it. It's not just getting it done in the kingdom. It's how you get it done. You got to understand that. It's not about just getting stuff out. It's how you got it done. So you got to know the procedure. There's no way you can become effective if everything got to be told to you. You're not a leader. Leaders can see things and know how to get involved. You see the holes. Pastor, I can do this. I can do this. Are you with me? You know, a lot of times you see people with all these ministries, 88 ministries, but none of them are effective. They got 27 ministries with 12 people. We got the children, man. We got this, man, ministry. I don't know if it was you, Rev, or Pastor Gu told me, say, you don't start ministry until the people come to you. Because that's a good sign that it's strong in them, that God is speaking to them. Then you can do it. But don't just start ministries because it's a good idea. When people come out, Pastor, you know, I just been thinking about singing. And if that person is in right standing, doing things the right way, then there's a way I can say, you know what? Okay, let's open this up. If the timing is right, okay, let's try this. But if you're late, you don't know what you're doing, you're inconsistent, and you just had a vision and you think somebody going to jump on it because you had one vision in one night, but you ain't proven, it don't work like that. You got to come in. And you got to take a hold of responsibility. And let me tell you something. God will allow you to get trained one area and put you in another. You've seen it all over the Bible. You've seen it in your life. So don't despise your small beginnings of where you're at. You know, when I was in college, Charlie, I was the media guy. You would think I got all these plaques from college and leadership and stuff like that. I've been to all the leadership meetings in the college, secular and Christian. I always got picked for leadership. But they give me all my awards for media. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm in the top. Why? Because I had it the way they needed it. I was bettering it. I was giving it quality. In other words, I was arriving on time, letting the speakers warm up.
Back then, we used to have the speakers warm up in the chapel. I used to turn the air conditioner on, the heater on, and then I had to get all this, the sound. I was the one to go to the chaplain. We need new speakers. Pushing it for 2 years, so finally we got it. You're expanding it. So when I leave, it's going further than when you got there. Some of you, you cannot be effective as a leader when you can just maintain. That's a good sign that that leader won't be able to lead people because you can just maintain. Pastor, this is what you got to come up with ways within the parameter of the boundaries to expand the talents and what you got.
Amen, Pastor.
It's no good if I say, Anthony, hold this for me. And I'm giving him a task. I want him to come back with everything. Well, Pastor, you know we can go on Twitter. You know we can do this. We know we can do this. Charlie told me, said we can get our own server. So you're looking at all this stuff. You're thinking, why are you bringing stuff to me to say, you know what? We can better this to better us. That's what leaders do. They don't sit there and maintain. You only maintain a lot of times because you haven't made provision. And you have not become bound by what you're hearing. When leadership is there, that what you're hearing is what you got to shift to. But if you don't shift like that, it's because you're not rising as a leader. Nobody should have to force you to do things. Some of you have done this to me. I ask you to do something, and it's, oh, Pastor, I got to. As I said, I don't ask you to do something if I don't need you. How you do it? Did you do it nicely? I don't want anything just like you. If everything I get from you, you got to show me your sacrifice. You show me, God don't reward you. You got to tell me all you had to go through. Don't do that. That's how God blesses you. But you got to say, well, I got this, and I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't want to do that. And as you talk, and you don't even know, you're so caught up in you, I done walked away. The person done gone, trying to go to the next step. That's why you always have plan A and B. Sometimes I call some of you, if you ain't there, I'm moving on. Just let me know. Because I can't wait, because, you know, people make excuses. Well, you know, that's not how you serve. You got to be there. I'm ready to go. But if you don't take on responsibility before somebody asks you, it's a good sign. Your motives can always be tested, or your motives can always be, what's the word, questionable when you do things only in the heat of the battle. Your motives can always be questioned. Always. Because if everything is going good, why something got to happen negative for you to tell me the truth? People tell you the truth, husband, wife, in negative times simply because they're not walking in love. Are you with me? When it's done right, you can be eating ice cream. And it come from the blind side. Like, where that come from? Some of you, because you know why? It only come from the blind side because you don't have a time of building. If you had a daily time of building, it'd be easier. Come on, let's sharpen each other. But the blind side, Keisha, when he get it, he say, I know you love your mama. You already know where he going when he say that. We ain't going over there to Sunday now. I know she cooked for us and everything. You just got to tell her we ain't coming. Now, how you want to do this? You want me to tell her or you want you to tell her? You see what I'm saying? But she shouldn't get that in the middle of them fighting. She shouldn't get that in the middle of, why? Because anytime it's undisciplined and it's in the heat of the battle, the love is not there. It's in manipulation. Somebody trying to whip something in you to get better than.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You do it, I do it. You can do it. Because it's a work of your flesh.
Yeah.
It's called manipulation.
Yeah.
You say things to better you. Good example, if I'm talking about Johnny and I'm correcting Johnny, then I'm not correcting anybody else. He can't bring Eric in. Because I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
If he wants to grow, he should be clinging to what I'm saying about him.
Right.
Knowing he can't change nobody else.
Right.
You only function where you can function.
Yeah.
But see, when you don't take responsibility before being asked, that's what happened.
Yeah.
See, some people you already know you got to break that wood up. And some of y'all, I'm just telling you the truth. Before somebody going to correct you, it's certain days.
Yeah.
You got to have that thing on 10 that day. Because they're going to pull it. You can't just come and talk in a relationship and say, oh, just don't do that. Oh, yes, sir, we're going to go on with that. That's it. No. Because you so your mind go back, so somebody can't tell you something, you get offended, you get this. Like, how could you get offended? Dr. David can't offend me, because he's my father. I want to do, he's correcting me to help. How could he offend me? You don't know what to do. He does. So if he says something that's blinding me, I can feel a certain way, but it's my job to say, you know what? I got to take this feeling and line it up to the word.
Come on, Papa.
Because I trust him. But when you get offended, it's because your kingdom is still there. So I got to put that bulletproof vest on certain day. Wednesday is the day. I ain't got to preach. Nothing, so I can take it. And then I call them ones in the morning. So I can get it all together. Because some of you like that. You just can't take it. Like, what's change your mind how you think. Ain't nobody trying to hurt you. We're not denying how you feel. But believe me, we're only doing this so we all can get in the boat together. It ain't just you. It's everybody. Are you with me? Take on responsibility without being forced to. That means that when you talk to each other daily or weekly, monthly, let me tell you, and I wanted to share this in this word about y'all talking to each other. That's good. But don't put stipulations on things. Men tend not to talk on the phone as much. Women may. So don't put stipulations on that. Just make sure when you get together it's quality. Make sure you make a time. Some of you make a time and then you don't follow through. And then when somebody call you on it, you want to bring out their wrong. No, you told me you was coming. And you ain't show up. Don't talk about nothing. No, you're wrong. If we're going to build, you got to be able to say that. Because I was counting on building with you. And you ain't come. I'm looking for that. People set their times and stuff like that. You can't do that among each other. Are you with me? Take the responsibility without being forced to. That's what a real leader do. If you waiting on everything, Pastor, I'll do that. Because you can see why you just can't go home and think. Think about it. There's a lot of stuff we can do. But I want you to do what? Number one, be consistent. If you're not consistent, I ain't going to have you in here good. Strong three weeks strong. Oh, man, this is good. Then on the fourth week, you don't come. Or you come when you want to. You had this and you had that. And all I got is a bag of excuses why you can't come. Oh, come on. We got to do better than that. Are you with me?
Amen.
Can y'all hear what I'm saying, though? Can y'all understand the essence of what I'm saying? It's not biting at you. It's just saying, if we're going to be the church, we got to be the church. You got to line up. You can't go today and tomorrow and be the same. We got to line up. It does not mean that you're perfect. does not mean that you don't have challenges or you don't have problems that you're still working out. But it's how you're dealing with the problem that determines whether you stay in it. Because you're not listening. Some of you are asking me stuff and go back and do it the way you're doing it. And you're not listening. Why are you asking somebody something you already got preconceived ideas? Then some of you don't ask nothing because you don't want to know nothing. You don't want to know. You want to keep your little icon. You like that. Your mind tells you that. There's one Lord, one faith, and we all come into one baptism. There is no other way of life. So if you got this little China doll here and think this is it, your children are different and that's the way they do and all of that, you're missing it. We all gonna go out like this. But if you don't think like that, ain't nothing gonna happen. Are y'all with me? Number three. If you're gonna be a good leader, effective leader, you gotta fight from victory and not to get the victory. You got to fight from victory and not trying to get victory. That's a mindset shift. When it comes to your children, you got to remember your children are already born again. They're already growing in God. You see that and you're fighting from victory, not trying to get something. Leaders know that. That's what keeps me with some of you because I know who you are. I'm not questioning about that. Now, you may go through it, but I don't go through that. I'm locked into you. Yeah. I know who you are. No matter what you decide to do, I know who you are. Some of your brothers and sisters, they know who you are. Yeah. But you have to come to that conclusion. Yeah. Why? Because some of you fight to get the victory instead of fighting from victory. You're already more than a conqueror. You already got a strong wife, husband. You already got strong children that's going to serve God. You already got your needs met. See, you got to fight from that standpoint or you're going to always look at things like I'm trying to get. I don't know how to do this. You know, my mind is telling me this. My heart is going this way. I don't know what to do because people all around me tell me this. You see, that you fighting from what they're, you trying to get something. So if you go in the middle of all of that and say, listen, I know who I am. You become the environment changer. You got to look at it like, you know what? God put me in this worst situation because he know that I know who I am. Go back to Carla when I was in the 47 Oak Forest. Press and play on the presence of the Lord is here. I remember sitting down saying, good God, I'm down here and all this stuff loaded in me. Yeah. But God can trust me.
Yeah.
Roach is still walking on the floor and I'm sitting in a house. But God can trust me. He can trust your bread to go to the nursing home and love on the people though nations are being birthed inside of you. You're not mumbling. You're not complaining. Why? Because I got to do something inside of you. I can't send you till I fix you. And see, some of you don't want that. You go day in and day out and you let your mind take you out of God fixing you. Just lay down and let the nails bruise your hand. Let all the thorns, just let it bleed. Let everything go so Christ can live. That's what you got to do. You know why? Because you know, just like Jesus do, for this purpose. I came on the earth. I went through some changes. They talked about me. They killing me now. But guess what? For this purpose. I already know what's going to happen. I know the end from the beginning. So I got to start acting like this. Don't let the children challenges throw you off and throw a loop for you because your spouse or your money ain't looking like you know it should look and all these things. No, you just say, God, you in control. You're sovereign. You're greater. You know, if the devil could get gifts to his children, then you know God can take care of us. Are you not better? Then the birds take no thought. With what you should eat or what you should put on. He knows. He says, seek first the kingdom. That's what we're doing. That's why we're going across America, Shamika. We're not going just to go and say we're doing. We're going because the kingdom is in us. We want to spread the kingdom. So when you go home tonight, Charlie, and tomorrow, Sheena, and you're building God inside of you, you're saying, you know what? The kingdom is getting stronger inside of me, and we're about to go forth. And the victory that you know will begin to permeate the things around you. And you become an environment changer.
Amen.
And we begin to take ground.
Amen. Amen.
But you can't do that if everything got to fit your fancy.
Yeah.
God can't use people. Everything got to go right. You can't get in a nasty situation.
Yeah.
You can't be deadly. You can't go through the valley of the shadow. You just want to read it in here. You want to read it in Psalms and keep talking about David and all this stuff like that. Ain't nobody talking about David. You be David today. You go through your valley. You write your text. You tell God, God, you know what? David wasn't the only one that followed you and had your heart. You found some more people. But that ain't going to happen if you don't fight from victory instead of trying to get victory.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.